KJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And starting off here in sports, taking a look at some news here on the state front, the Iowa State University Athletic Department is still considering options when it comes to fans at Jack Trice Stadium. Radio Iowa's Todd Kim has this report.
Cyclone Athletic Director Jamie Pollard says the three options being considered are no fans, 25% capacity, and 50% capacity. Face coverings will be required if fans are allowed, concessions will be limited to water and soda and no food, and access to parking lots will be available 2 hours before kickoff, and there will be no tailgating allowed. Pollard says they hope to finalize plans by the end of the month. ISU opens the season at home against Louisiana September 12th. Todd Kim, Radio Iowa Sports.
And with a revised schedule finalized for the Iowa State Cyclones, they are now looking ahead to a season of lofty expectations. Iowa State opens against Louisiana on September 12th, and 2 weeks later opens the Big 12 race at TCU. Junior quarterback Brock Purdy says the players need to do their part to make sure there is a season.
You know, we just keep telling the younger guys, like, man, we've had all these guys who have put in all this work for 4 to 5 years now that are going to be seniors or juniors. And for a younger guy to go out and then get it from somebody random on campus and then bring it back to the team, like, that's just a selfish move.
Purdy says it's about making good decisions away from the football facility.
He's trying to, you know, preach unselfishness right now, talk about, you know, serving the guys on this team, the guys who have been here and put in the work. And, you know, that's not knocking the young guys at all, but we're just trying to emphasize how important it is to stay healthy yourself so that you're not putting anyone else on the team, you know, in a dangerous situation.
And Purdy says the veterans on the team have tried to show leadership when it comes to keeping the team safe.
I think right now just talking to the guys and telling them how important it is, what sacrifices we've made for this program and where we're trying to get it still is important for us. And that's something that we're telling the younger guys every single day. And, you know, I think the older guys have done a great job with that. The younger guys are doing a great job listening and doing their part as well.
Cyclone coach Matt Campbell says they've worked to develop practice plans to deal with the pandemic. The conference announced on Wednesday that players will be tested 3 times per week.
How do we keep our guys safe? How do we put them in the best situation that, you know, from contact tracing to coronavirus, how do we put them in the best situation to be available? Because all of our kids, all 105 of our players, they want to play.
And also in sporting notes on the collegiate front yesterday, the MIAA CEO Council announced that they will be suspending all fall activities and all fall championships as well. And they will be waiting until October, then by October 1st, to make a decision on the winter sports season. But everything as of right now has been suspended until the first of the year there for that conference. It includes, of course, Northwest Missouri State and the University of Nebraska at Kearney. In NFL news, the Chiefs are gambling that big contracts paid out to quarterback Patrick Mahomes, tight end Travis Kelce, and defensive tackle Chris Jones this offseason will work out. The first consideration is whether the salary cap will continue to grow over the next few years, allowing them to absorb their increasing salaries. The second is that players such as Kelce, who turns 31 in October, will continue to produce at a Pro Bowl level as they reach their mid-30s. Taking a look at news from Major League Baseball, they have announced that the St. Louis Cardinals will return to the field here today in a doubleheader against the White Sox in Chicago. The Cardinals haven't played since July 29th after numerous players tested positive for the coronavirus, including All-Star catcher Yadier Molina and infielder Paul DeJong. MLB also rescheduled the Cardinals' postponed series against the Chicago Cubs, Pittsburgh, Minnesota, and Detroit, leading to a host of late-season doubleheaders. Cardinals coach Willie McGee has opted out of being with the team for the rest of the season. He told the St. Louis Dispatch that he has high blood pressure and doesn't want to risk contracting the coronavirus with three older daughters and five grandchildren living at his family home in California. And in scores from yesterday's baseball action in interleague play, it was Baltimore a 6-3 or 6-2 winner over Washington, and then Washington got them back in the second half of a double dip, 15-3. Texas was a 3-2 winner over Colorado. The Dodgers beat the Angels 7-4, and Oakland an 8-7 winner over San Francisco. Also, in American League play, Toronto a 12-4 winner over Tampa Bay. Cleveland beat Detroit 10-5. The Yankees were 10-3 winners over Boston, and Houston beat Seattle 11-1. In National League action, Cincinnati an 8-1 win over Pittsburgh. Miami 8-2 over Atlanta. Philadelphia beat the Mets 6-5. It was Milwaukee 4-3 over the Cubs. And Arizona a 5-1 win over San Diego. In the National Hockey League playoffs, Stanley Cup playoffs continuing on with the first-round play, and it was Colorado picking up a 3-2 win over Arizona. Montreal picked up a 5-0 win over Philadelphia as they get a nice win there after losing their head coach in Claude Julien, who had to go back home after getting a stent placed in a coronary artery. And Julien experienced chest pains on Wednesdays after Wednesday's loss to the Flyers and then had to go get that procedure done, and they sent him back home, so he will not be with the team at least the rest of this series. Carey Price turned back 30 shots in his seventh career playoff shutout, so that series now even at one game apiece. Also, in an overtime win, it was Vancouver over St. Louis 4-3 as they take a 2-0 lead. The Islanders 5-2 over Washington as they also take a 2-0 series lead there. And Calgary moves ahead 2-1 over Dallas with a 2-0 victory there in that contest yesterday. In the NBA, it was continuing action as they get ready to get set for the playoff run. Toronto was a 117-109 winner over Denver. Indiana 109-92 over Miami. In overtime, it was the Clippers over Oklahoma City, 107-103, and Philadelphia beat Houston, 134-96. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.